Hi, everyone. Mendel Casorla here from Tomer Devorah. And I'd like to share with you a message that hopefully can inspire us this week for Purim and hopefully always. So I was thinking a lot lately about, you know, we find ourselves in many situations where we hear some bad news, and either it's happening in someplace far away or it's happening in a certain way that we're very uninvolved, and we're left with this phrase of, well, there's nothing we can do but daven. There's nothing else we can do now but daven. And it's a very interesting phrase that we have here, because sometimes we're prone to think of tefillah as a kind of last resort. There's so many other avenues. There's so many other things that you can do, would like to do. You want to make this phone call, help the person out with a chesed. You want to solve the situation, call the doctor, call the specialist, consult with the X, Y, and Z person who just knows everything. And we have all these different forms of, we'd call them hishtadlus, of ways that we want to improve the situation. But when we're left with no forms of hishtadlus that we can even possibly do, again, either because we're too far away or nothing is working or we just don't even know what to do, so we say all we can do is daven. Very interesting. Now, if we take a look at the Megillah, when Esther is about to go into Ahasuerus, a very, very, very dangerous situation, she basically understood that doing so was risking her life completely. And remember, this is the man who had no problem killing his other wife, Vashti, in 1 second. So it didn't matter how much he loved her. She was very much going into danger. And Esther is going to approach the king, is going to approach the melech. We understand that she wasn't really approaching Ahasuerush. She knew that HaMelech, that she was going up to, was to Hashem. She was coming before Hashem. And she understood that in this situation where the Jews were completely in danger, their lives were on the line, the entire nation was going to be destroyed. No such decree had ever been issued on the Jewish nation ever before in history. Very, very, very scary situation, to say the least. And Esther comes before HaMelech, not before Ahasuerus. She comes before Hashem to plead and beg for the lives of her people. Now, Esther didn't look at tefillah as a last resort. To her, tefillah was the precursor, the prerequisite for any hishtadlus that was going to be done, for anything that they could possibly accomplish. Tefillah was the first step. Tefillah was not just the first step, but the only step. And Esther wanted to teach this lesson to the Jewish people also. Because only when we realize that we are completely in Hashem's hands can we really see the Yeshua. And how did she do this? After she went to the king, she went to a party where she invited Ahasuerus and Haman. Now remember, the Jews did not have personal contact with Esther. They did not know what happened after that meeting with Ahasuerus. And to them, it looked as though Esther had completely abandoned them. She switched sides. She was having a party with the enemy. Now, the one person in the world who they thought was going to save them was gone. Esther's intention was that the people should think that there was no other avenue of salvation other than Hashem. That their tefillah should be the pure tefillah of people who realize that no matter what they're doing, no matter what ishtablis they put in, no matter how many swords and knives and spears they have, it doesn't matter. They could be doing it all themselves, and yet they're doing nothing. It's all coming from Hashem. But the tefillah that they davened for their lives needed to be with that understanding. So when they thought that all was lost, all, completely, even Esther had gone to the other side, now they could really, really, really daven with full, full kavana, knowing that Hashem is the only one to save us. This is the koach ha-tefillah that we can tap into on Purim, that we can understand that our Yeshua comes only from Hashem, that everything that we do is only possible because of Hashem.
And if we can approach our tefillah in that way, even when we're involved, even when we're doing a hishtadlus, if we can say tefillah is not the last thing we can do, it's not the last resort, it's the only thing we can do, the only resort. It's the prerequisite for everything that we're going to do. If we can take this message with us throughout the year, then be'ezras Hashem, we will see a Yeshua and an answer to all of our tefillos. Amen. Have a very happy Purim.